Welcome to the news review section. The Iranian president says that the United States and Israel are the root causes of all problems in the region. Hassan Rouhani made the remark during a ceremony marking Iran's National Army Day. He said that the U.S. military intervention has only caused misery, destruction, and catastrophe in this region. Rouhani accused the United States of supporting terrorist groups in the Middle East and providing them with weapons. He says Washington is angry for failing to achieve its goals in this region.
Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, and other countries over the past 18 years.
We could not establish stump contacts with our guests, so we have to continue with the news bulletin. The U.S. Attorney General says that the Mueller investigation concluded that neither President Trump nor his campaign concluded with the Russians in the 2016 election.
As the special counsel report makes clear, the Russian government sought to interfere in our election process. But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign to ensuring the greatest degree.
Barr was speaking at a press conference on the highly anticipated report of a special counsel Robert Mueller. Barr said that the report did not find evidence that Trump obstructed the investigation into whether he or his campaign conspired with Russia. He also added that the White House fully cooperated with the investigation. The Attorney General says the president was not legally at fault for his actions. Trump rejoiced after the press conference, tweeting, "Game over."
As the special counsel report makes clear.
Now, former U.S. diplomat Michael Springman says that Israel is the prime mover and shaker behind U.S. elections and any interference therein.
I think that blaming Russia for interfering in American elections, when Americans interfere in elections all over the world, and Israel is the prime mover behind American elections and interference therein, it's the Israelis who insist that you swear allegiance to Israel, that you kiss the rabbi's ring, that, as Wayne Madsen had said when he tried to run for office in Virginia, he had said that his first question was, "Will you support Israel and by how much?" So he said, "I can't do this. I'm a journalist. I'm an American citizen. I don't support a foreign power, and I don't support a foreign power's interference in American elections." The Israelis have done this repeatedly. There's plenty of evidence for it. The Washington Report on the Middle East shows how much Israel spends per congressman per year on getting them funds to run for election, getting them funds to print information and to send to their constituents and so forth. So I think that we're looking at the wrong horse here. We need to look at Israel and forget about Russia, which I don't think interfered in the elections at all. Or if they did, it was a simple, a minor matter of providing information. I think that this whole thing is overblown.
Okay, now we can continue with our news review section, so do stay with us. All right, now we have Said Mohsen Abbas from London. Let's go to him and start first. Said Mohsen Abbas, you heard the Iranian president say that the U.S. military presence in this region has only brought misery and destruction. Let's have your take on that.
Well, the facts on the ground speak for themselves. I don't think you have to argue terribly intellectually or without facts. The U.S. involvement since the the 9/11 incident and their so-called launch of the war on terror has cost them well over $5.5 trillion. And if you start doing the calculations of what they've actually achieved in return, it's been millions of people killed, mainly Muslims. And perhaps that's what the intention was, to create chaos, to create the balkanization of the Middle East, to create the chaos long enough for them to rape the remaining resources in terms of the carbon energies, oil, etc., as the demise of the Arab imperialism, so the monarchies that exist there, is going on. They're basically leeching off the very last scraps that that these Arab monarchists have. And they're also doing it through war, which is another real means of being able to extract the wealth, because how else do you shift large amounts of Arab petrodollars into US banks or Swiss bank accounts? Well, you sell them arms, and the arms dealing that's going on right now is very lucrative.
All right, now we also have from Berkeley, we have Paul Larudi, who is with Free Palestine Movement. Good to see you, Paul. But let's have your opinion. Is the U.S. really fighting terrorism, as it claims, or supporting it? Because, you know, it's harboring the MEK, who has killed lots of hundreds of thousands of Iranians and so many other terrorist groups. Yet it's selling weapons to Saudi Arabia, being used in the war on Yemen. Lots of civilians are getting killed. So what is it that the U.S. exactly doing, fighting terrorism or supporting it?
Well, I think you have to realize that Israel is really behind this, and that Israeli policy is directing U.S. policy. The favoritism that the United States gives to Israel is because Israel has invested heavily in getting its people into the American government. And this was a plan that goes back more than 100 years. The Zionists realized that they needed to have a great power behind them. And so they eventually ended up investing in controlling foreign governments, the United States, the UK, France, Hungary, even India, to a certain extent, to make things happen the way they wanted. That's why. It's not because of petrodollars. Petrodollars are a payment to a reward to these countries for fighting wars on Israel's behalf. That's why all the wars are happening in the region around Israel. So Israel and the United States together, you can consider them one unit, are definitely behind all of this because they're pursuing Israel's goals.
Mm-hmm. Now back to London, Said Mohsen Abbas, do you believe that the Middle East region and West Asia, or let's say any other parts of the world, do they really need foreign intervention? I mean, foreign forces coming all the way from the other side of the planet?
The bottom line is American imperialism, Zio-American imperialism, is an extension of colonialism. The colonists never went away. They were always there. They tried to remain there by hook or crook for all the various reasons, resource acquisition, control of the populace, and just ego as well. A lot of it is just purely down to their own sense of power drunkenness. So yes, first of all, you've got to recognize that actually this is an extension of history, and actually the control of Muslims, there are some fundamental reasons why they have to control Muslim nations in particular, and Muslim people. You see, being against usury is a fundamental pillar of Islam. It's the only religion which actually now actually practically still believes in that. The whole moneylender system is based on this usury. The Zio-American imperialist empire is based on this usury. And actually the fact that the Islamic Republic of Iran has to fundamentally, ultimately stand against this mechanism, this system, is what's really, really problematic, because that's where the fundamental issue is. The usury is what drives the entire control and enslavement of not only the Europeans, but the rest of the world. If you attack that, or anybody attacks that, or has any objection to it, they will attack you with the industrial military arms complex, with their cultural psyops, with their secularism religion. And that's what the Islamic Republic is now facing, that they are on the front line, the number one enemy of this entire systemic corruption. And so it's far more than even just the entity of Israel that they're protecting. They're protecting actually an ideological enslavement and a physical material enslavement of the entire globe, which is what they're well on the way to doing, if not already have done it.
Now over to Berkeley. Paul, do you believe that states in this part of the world, in this region, in West Asia and so-called Middle East, are they not able to work together? I mean, just like what Iranian armed forces like IRGC, that was just blacklisted by Mr. Trump, what they did, they helped at the request of the Baghdad government, they helped them defeat Daesh there. Also, they are providing advisory counsel to Syrian forces. So is this not a better way? Does the region need any foreign intervention that President Rouhani calls the root cause of all the problems in this region?
The only reason the region might need foreign intervention, if you want to call it that, it's really foreign aid, is to fight foreign intervention, because it was U.S. intervention in Syria, for example, that eventually brought the Russians and to a certain extent the Iranians into the picture in order to fight against this invasion of Syria largely through proxies, although 2,000 troops, U.S. troops, are still in Syria illegally. So this is, the region can cooperate amongst themselves if given the opportunity. But the U.S. and Israel are stoking enmity between, for example, Iran and Saudi Arabia. Iran invited Saudi Arabia to come and negotiate, and they eventually refused. And they've divided the states in the region into those that are puppets of the United States and Israel, such as Jordan and Egypt, and those which are trying to get away from being captured by the United States and Israel, such as Syria and to a certain extent Iraq as well.
All right, appreciate your comments and perspective. Now we have Said Mohsen Abbas, TV journalist and commentator from London, and also Paul Larudi, right, with Free Palestine Movement, who joined us out of Berkeley. And with this, we come to the end of this news review. Thank you for watching.